This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's June 5th, and on this date in 1968, presidential candidate and then-Senator Robert F. Kennedy was gunned down, only hours after he was declared the winner of the California primary.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
As Kennedy finished speaking to reporters at a live television celebration at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, he was exiting through the kitchen, and then multiple shots were fired from the handgun of 24-year-old Sirhan Sirhan.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
No!
Is that possible?
It could be.
Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible.
Sirhan was later convicted and sentenced to life in prison. He is still alive. And it was on this date in 1981 that a report was issued by the Center for Disease Control concerning an unexplained outbreak of a type of pneumonia that usually affected only cancer patients. It was the very first official document on the disease better known as AIDS. By the end of 1981, 9 people in San Francisco had died, and by 1984, cases had increased rapidly to 800. Arguably, the most famous case was announced on November 7, 1991, when Los Angeles Lakers star Irvin Magic Johnson told the world at a press conference that he was HIV positive. Today, a little more than 1 million in the world are living with AIDS. That's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.